basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GM of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty, Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome to Bolivar High School as we have the semifinals of the 32nd annual Gary Keeling Lady Liberator Memorial Basketball Tournament here at Bolivar. The West Plains Lady Zizzers taking on the Springfield Parkview Lady Vikings here in the first game of the evening. And this pregame is brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Lady Zizzers with a win here tonight. They will play for the championship tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against Rogersville. Rogersville is waiting on the winner of this game to see who they're going to play tomorrow night. So, everybody here pretty much thinks it's going to be a West Plains-Rogersville championship game tomorrow night. Once again, that's at 7 o'clock. Lady Zizzers come in tonight at 9-6. Parkview Lady Vikings come in at 0-12. So Lady Vikings looking for their first win of the season, and they would love to knock off the Lady Zizzers. All right, we'll take a break. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. We're coming back in 4 minutes. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to
their website
and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
So it might be a pretty small crowd here, huh?
This is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked
yeah, I wouldn't blame
in our
you.
Daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. J.D. Power ranked the team at Shelter Insurance number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar High School, 32nd Annual Gary Keeling Lady Liberator Memorial Basketball Tournament. It's semifinals night, and the West Plains Lady Zizzers taking on the Parkview Lady Vikings. If the Lady Zizzers win this game tonight, they will play tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, against Rogersville for the championship of the Bolivar Tournament. Now, coming into the ball game, like we said, Lady Zizzers are 9-6 overall, and Parkview is 0-12 on the season. Now, the Lady Zizzers are averaging 60.1 points per game on offense. The Parkview Lady Vikings, they are averaging 22.9 points per game on offense so far this year. Lady Zizzers on defense are giving up an average of 51.5 points a game. And Parkview is giving up on defense an average of 56.8 points. So you can understand why they are 0-12. When you only score 22.9 points a game and you give up 56.8 points per game, you're not going to win any ball games with those kind of numbers. And I can tell you that a lot of their losses have been by 30 points, sometimes more than that. So it'll be the Parkview Lady Vikings, West Plains Lady Zizzers, and Coach Christy Otter. She'll be starting Lucy Hafer, Zoe Scharnhorst, Ainsley McWilliams, Shaylee Peterson, and Jillian Green. For Parkview, Coach Brian Loudis, he'll be starting DeAndrene Daly, Alina Silva, Rachel Lavelle, Nyla Graves, and Shiloh Giles. That'll be the five starters for Coach Brian Loudis and the Parkview Lady Vikings. Now, once again, Lady Zizzers on Monday night defeated Sedalia Smith Cotton by 30 points, 70-40. And they're getting ready to take on Parkview here tonight. Parkview in the tournament, they lost last night to Smith Cotton, and it was like 40, 50 points that they lost by. And then this is their second game of the tournament. It's a round-robin pool play, and all teams get two games, and then they'll play the finals tomorrow night. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and tell you, you're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show, and when we come back, we'll have your starting lineup. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains.
From are they doing a national anthem?
Drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology.
This game might be over pretty fast.
The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more.
The, see them on Porter Turbo Boulevard Clock might be on by second Plains. Quarter.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Oh, really?
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Corey.
How long has Northern Arkansas had a shop
Missouri with your crushed stone needs? They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Corey today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Corey. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Do you need a tow?
Wow. A big crowd.
What to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery.
Sounds good.
Memorize or save this number to your smartphone. 417-256-7628 and go Zizzers.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar High School 32nd annual Gary Keeling Lady Liberator Memorial Basketball Tournament. West Plains Lady Zizzers taking on the Springfield Parkview Lady Vikings here in semifinal action. Lady Zizzers, if they win this game tonight, they will play Rogersville tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for the tournament championship. For Parkview, DeAndrene Daly. Here comes Alina Silva. Rachel Lavelle is next. Nyla Graves. And finally, it's Shiloh Giles. And that's the starting five for Coach Brian Loudis of the Parkview Lady Vikings, who come into the contest at 0-12 on the season. For the West Plains Lady Scissors, here comes junior Lucy Hafer. Junior Zoe Scharnhorst is next. Freshman Ainsley McWilliams is next. Here comes junior Shaylee Peterson. And another freshman, it's Jillian Green. That's the five starters for the Lady Scissors, who are 9-6 on the season, coached by Coach Christy Otter and assisted by Eli Ernst and Madison Matag. All right. So Green will be jumping center for the Lady Zizzers. And we'll see who's going to jump center for Parkview. And looks like, well, there's three girls in the circle, so I have no idea who's going to jump center for Parkview. And looks like it's going to be DeAndre Daly. So Daly will jump center for Parkview. And it'll be Jillian Green for the Lady Zizzers. Now we've got the game ball, and we are ready to get this game underway here. Winner play, Lady Zizzers win. They'll play Rogersville tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, for the championship. All right. Here we go. And Lady Zizzers win the tip easily. Hafer with the basketball up top to McWilliams. Right side is Scharnhorst. She'll fire a three right off the bat. No good. And Parkview's going to run down the rebound. It'll be Silva bringing it up. Gives it up to Lavelle. Lavelle has a shot blocked by Lucy Hafer. And Green up ahead to McWilliams. And McWilliams on the easy layup. Lady Zizzers take a 2-0 lead. We are playing with a shot clock, folks. 35-second shot clock here in the tournament. Lavelle with the basketball up top. Goes to the right side. That would be Graves. Back to Lavelle up top. Lavelle, left side, and missed the shot that time, was Graves. Lady Zizzers with the rebound. Hafer brings it up. Scharnhorst down the corner. Peterson fires for three. It's no good. Jillian Green with the rebound puts it up and in. Lady Zizzers lead it 4-0. 1 minute into the ball game. Lavelle will bring it up for Parkview. Lavelle up top, picks up her dribble, gives the ball to Giles on the right side. They'll get it to Graves now. And now it'll be Daly with the basketball, and Green steals the basketball. Here comes the Lady Zizzers. Green, she's going to take it right down the lane and score. Jillian Green gives the Lady Zizzers a 6-0 lead, 6:20 to go first quarter. Lavelle across the timeline. And that pass, Lavelle got the ball back. It's going to be blocked by Hafer out of bounds, and it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Lavelle that time just kind of a halfway kind of pass, and Lady Zizzer's almost stole that basketball. Ainsley McWilliams gives it to Scharnhorst. They'll go inside to Peterson. Peterson has it blocked by Lavelle, and here comes Silva with the basketball. Gives it up to Lavelle. Down on the, McWilliams steals the basketball. She's going the other way, and she missed the shot. Peterson is there to put it in. Peterson with her first points of the ball game. It's 8-0, Lady Zizzers with the lead. 5.5 to go first quarter. Lavelle will come to the right side now. Now she's going down onto the baseline. She's trying to drive, goes underneath, and Lavelle scores. Lavelle on the reverse layup, and Parkview is on the board. It's 8-2, Lady Zizzers. Scharnhorst puts up a three. It's no good. Lavelle with the rebound. And the Lady Zizzers hit 12 threes Monday night against Smith Cotton, and they haven't hit a three here in the ball game so far. Coming up is Giles, gets it over to Graves. Graves on the right side. Lavelle had it, stolen by Lucy Hafer. Hafer gives it up. McWilliams on the layup. McWilliams with 4 points in the ball game. And she steals the inbounds pass, but had to throw it back in before he went out of bounds. And it'll be Parkview basketball on the left side. Now they come to the right side to Graves. She'll put a shot up. It's an air ball. No good. Partially blocked by Scharnhorst. Up ahead, they go to Peterson. Peterson's going to get fouled. That one's going to go against Giles. That's her first team foul here on Parkview. And Shaylee Peterson will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. First free throw for the junior is good. So Peterson now with 3 points. Ashley Colton comes in. Sharnhorst and Hafer go out. Zoe Shrub comes in as well for the Lady Zizzers. And Peterson, second free throw, no good. And rebound comes down to Parkview. Bringing it up the floor is Silva. Silva crossed the timeline. She just walked. They didn't call it. Gets it over to Giles. Shot is blocked by Peterson. Giles underneath. Blocked by Green. McWilliams will come the other way. McWilliams going to the basket. Missed the shot. And Colton puts it back up. No good. And the rebound comes down to Parkview. And the Lady Zizzers are missing some very easy shots. Shrub with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Bringing it up the floor. And it almost was stolen away. McWilliams misses the shot underneath. And it's Parkview basketball. 3:40 to go here, first quarter, 11-2. Lady Zizzers with the lead. And the shot is good by Giles. She's got two. And it's 11-4. Lady Zizzers with the lead. McWilliams gets it to Colton. Back up to McWilliams up top. Green on the left wing. Goes back over to Colton. Now McWilliams, she'll fire a three. And that one is no good. Peterson with the rebound gets it out. Shrub's going to fire the three. It's good. Zoe Shrub with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And timeout is called. Lady Zizzers lead it by 10. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar High School. Lady Zizzers lead Parkview 14-4, I should say. 3:10 to go first quarter. Parkview will inbound the ball. Lavelle with it. And she'll walk it up the floor. Lady Zizzers going to pick up at half court in a man-to-man defense. Lavelle across the timeline. And now Lavelle kicks it back out. And it is thrown out of bounds by Silva. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. And they'll inbound on the side. Coming up in the second game here tonight, it will be Ozark taking on Bolivar. Shrub drives the baseline, and she stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Turnover on the Lady Zizzers. Parkview with the basketball. Lavelle with it. Gets it across the timeline. Lavelle at the free throw line. Gives it up to Silva. Silva up top. They try to go inside, but the ball is knocked away. Knocked away again by McWilliams. Out of bounds. It'll be Parkview ball on the side. 2:29 to go here in the first quarter. Lady Zizzers up by 10. Parkview. Throw it in on the side. And that ball was tipped. Delani Wahome picks it up. McWilliams up the floor to Green. Green inside. Puts a floater up. It won't fall. Gets her own rebound. Misses again. Colton runs down the loose basketball on the left wing. Goes over to McWilliams now on the right side. Down the right corner is Shrub. They'll go to Wahome inside. And Wahome is going to get called for an offensive foul. That's the first on Wahome. First team foul on the Lady Zizzers. Actually, that was a very good flop right there by Harris for Parkview. There wasn't very much contact there at all. And Harris, she literally flopped on that charge call. Jump ball, Parkview will get it on the change of possession. And Cannon into the ball game. She'll throw it in on the side. And wait a minute. officials want to talk something over here. Okay, Park V will throw it in now. With the basketball, that would be Daly. And now we got a foul on Wahome. Pretty sure that's who they're going to call it on. And Wahome picks up her second foul. Ball game, second team foul on the quarter. Wahome is going to have to come out. Peterson comes back in for the Lady Scissors. And once again, it'll be Cannon to throw it in on the side. Stolen by Colton. Stolen back by Cannon. And Lavelle on the right side. She gets it up to Harris. And there's a foul on the Lady Scissors. On the inside. And Green picks up the foul, her first. Third team foul on the Lady Scissors. And it will be Harris to shoot two. And she makes the first one. She gets it off the backboard. It's a 9-point Lady Scissor lead. Here comes the second free throw. And it's no good. Peterson with the rebound. And Cannon with it. And Green blocks the shot. Parkview with the basketball. Lavelle coming down the lane. Shot up, no good. Peterson with it. They're going to call a jump ball, and it will go to the Lady Scissors. Ashley Colton will throw it in for the Lady Scissors. A minute and a half to go, first quarter. Lady Scissors lead it 14-5. Colton on the left wing. They'll go to Green inside. Green, and they're going to say she got fouled. Lady Scissors will throw it in on the baseline. And we're waiting. Lavelle picks up the foul, her first, second team foul on Parkview. McWilliams will throw it in, gets it to Green. She'll kick it out to the corner. McWilliams for three, it's good. Ainsley McWilliams with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. Lady Scissors up by 12, 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Lavelle comes to the right side, takes it back up top. Now to the right side, that's Cannon on the wing. Cannon going to drive, and it's blocked by Green out of bounds. It'll be Parkview ball on the baseline. Scharnhorst and Lucy Hafer will come in. Colton and McWilliams will get a breather for the Lady Scissors. Cannon will inbound it on the baseline for Parkview. And finally gets it inside. Shot up, no good. And Scharnhorst comes out of the pack with the basketball. Peterson with it. Shrub will fire from the wing. That one's no good. Hafer with the rebound. Shrub. Now Scharnhorst. 36 seconds to go in the first quarter. Scharnhorst with it. Lady Scissors have to get a shot off. 13 on the shot clock. Hafer now up top. Shrub in the right side, goes inside to Green. Green up, missed the shot. She's been fouled. And Jillian Green will go to the free throw line to shoot two with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Lavelle picks up her second foul, third team foul on Parkview. Jillian Green shooting two for the Lady Scissors. And the first one's good. So Green now with 5 points in the ball game. Lavelle comes out, and Graves comes in for Parkview. Second free throw for Green. It's good. Green's got six. Lady Scissors lead it 19-5. 15 seconds to go in the quarter, and there's a travel on Silva. And Lady Scissors will inbound on the side with 13.7 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Scharnhorst up top, left side, that's Shrub. And they're going to say Shrub walked with the basketball. So Parkview will inbound with 6 seconds to go in the first quarter. Cannon will throw it in. Excuse me, gets it to Graves. Here comes Harris with the basketball. She travels. Lady Zizzers will inbound on the side with 1.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Peterson will throw it in. Shrub gets it, and she'll put the shot up, and it's no good. 19-5, Lady Zizzers lead it at the end of one. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains. The number one sales team in West Plains and Howell County, specializing in personal relationships, is Sean Duggan's group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives, and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugansGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733, or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zizzers.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar High School, 32nd Annual Gary Keeling Lady Liberator Memorial Basketball Tournament. West Plains Lady Zizzers lead the Parkview Lady Vikings 19-5 here as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. And it'll be Parkview ball to start that second quarter. And leading the Lady Zizzers so far in the ball game is Ainsley McWilliams with 7. Jillian Green has 6 in the ball game so far. Nobody in foul trouble. And now, looks like it's going to be Graves to throw it in at half court for Parkview. And she'll get it in to Silva. Silva on the right side, almost stolen by McWilliams. And now we've got a foul on Shaylee Peterson. That'll be her first team foul here in the second quarter. And it'll be Graves to throw it in on the baseline. And Graves picks up the loose basketball on the floor. And now we got a jump ball. It'll go to the West Plains Lady Zizzers. So McWilliams will bring it up the floor. Across the timeline, Lady Zizzers look like they want to kind of kick up the pace a little bit here. Colton will drive in. She traveled with the bat. No, there's a foul. They're going to call a foul on Parkview. And Daly picks up the foul, her first. First team foul, second quarter. Lady Zizzers. And McWilliams hits the three-pointer. The Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. She's got 10 points in the ball game. And Scharnhorst steals the basketball. Scharnhorst weaving through traffic. Brings it up, goes to the right side, underneath Colton, and she missed the shot as Parkview got a piece of the basketball. And now we've got a timeout because the shot clock wasn't reset. And so they're going to give Parkview the ball after West Plains had stolen it. So now Parkview will inbound the basketball. And almost stolen by Scharnhorst. With the basketball, that's Giles. Giles up top to Silva. Silva down underneath. Going to go out of bounds. It'll be Parkview basketball. Parkview will throw it in on the baseline. Graves to do the honors. Cannon shoots for three, no good. And McWilliams runs down the loose basketball for the rebound. Up the floor And Colton on the layup, it's good. Ashley Colton with her first points of the ball game. Lady Zizzers are up by 19 with 6.5 to go here in the first half. Silva has it stolen by McWilliams. Up ahead, and Lucy Hafer travel with the basketball. She had some indecision. Do I put it on the floor, one dribble, or do I go ahead? And she took two steps. They called a travel on her. Nalani Wahomie and Jillian Green come in. Peterson and Colton will go out for the Lady Zizzers. And Lavelle brings it across the timeline. Lavelle up top. Comes to the right side. Picks up her dribble. Goes into Giles on the right side. And it is blocked by Wahomie. And Green up the floor gets it to McWilliams. And McWilliams scores on the layup. And timeout is called. Parkview calls the timeout with 5:59 to go in the first half, 26-5. Lady Zizzers with the lead back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar and Parkview with the basketball. Lavelle will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Lady Zizzers lead it by 21 with 5:50 to go here in the first half. Lavelle down underneath. It's blocked by Green. Green up ahead to McWilliams, and she'll shoot the layup. It's good. Ainsley McWilliams now has 14 in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 23. 5.5 to go in the first half. Lavelle to the right side. She'll back up and tries to get it inside and does. Up top they go to Giles. Shot up and no good. And it's going to go off of Wahomie out of bounds. It'll be Parkview ball on the baseline. So looks like it's going to be Graves to throw it in on the baseline. Nobody moving. Finally gets it in to Daly. Daly is going to be knocked out of bounds by Hafer. It'll be Parkview ball on the baseline again. And it will be Graves to throw it in again. Zoe Shrubs going to check in, and Zoe Scharnhorst will get a breather for the Lady Zizzers. So Graves to throw it in. And she'll get it down on the block to Giles. Giles inside. And that ball was blocked by Wahomie. Up the floor they go. McWilliams hits the layup. McWilliams gives the Lady Zizzers a 25-point lead here with 4:55 to go in the first half. Lavelle will bring it up across the timeline. Goes to the right side. Lavelle picks up her dribble now. And finally, going to give it up to Graves. Back to Lavelle on the right wing. Lavelle almost double dribble. Now Giles with it. And Giles looking around, finally gets it to Graves. Graves shot up is no good. Shot clock violations, what they said, so Lady Zizzers will take over. Ainsley McWilliams will get a breather, and Ashley Colton will come in for the Lady Zizzers. 4:21 to go here in the first half, and the Lady Zizzers lead it by 25 over Parkview. Hafer brings it up. right side. That shrub goes inside on Colton, and Colton is foul. And I believe that's Daly. And that's second on Daly, second personal foul here, team foul on Parkview in the second quarter. Shrub up top to Hafer, back to Shrub. Shrub gets in the lane, puts it up off the glass and in. Zoe Shrub now with 5 points in the ball game. 4 minutes to go, first half. Lady Zizzers lead it 32-5. Lavelle up top. Lavelle coming to the right, picked up by Green. Lavelle trying to penetrate. She'll give it up. It's going to be stolen by Shrub. And now we got a foul. And that foul is going to go against Daly, and that's her third. That's the third team foul here in the second quarter. So Johnson comes in now for Parkview. And Daly goes out with the three fouls. Hafer on the left side, Green on the baseline for three, no good. Colton gets the rebound, puts it back up, no good. Wahome with it, she puts it up, it won't fall. And Giles gets the rebound for Parkview. Lavelle will bring it up the floor. Lavelle on the baseline, gives it up to Harris. Harris shot up, no good. Hafer with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. 3:10 to go first half. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Parkview. It'll be the Lady Zizzer ball on the side. It was Johnson who knocked it out. Colton will throw it in. Gives it to Hafer up top. Hafer running the point now. Shrub goes inside. That's Green. Turnaround jumper is good. Jillian Green now with 8 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it 34-5. 2:50 to go first half. Lavelle for Parkview brings it up. Goes to the right side. Tried to go inside. And it's knocked away. Shrub with the basketball. And she double dribbles. And it'll be Parkview basketball on the baseline. Lady Zizzers are not looking as sharp as they did Monday night in the ball game with Smith Cotton. Scharnhorst comes in. Lucy Hafer will get a break. And Scharnhorst will run the point on the offense for Lady Zizzers. Lavelle will bring it up the floor now for Parkview. Lavelle up top. Goes to the left side now. Down in the corner. Gives it to Giles on the left wing. Giles with the basketball. Dribbles over to the right wing. Now up top. That would be Harris. Harris on the right side. Puts the jumper up. No good. And Green. And they're going to say Green stepped out of bounds before she could throw it off of Giles. So it'll be Parkview basketball. Parkview. And they got a substitution. And Abston will check in. And coming out, I believe, that would be Graves. And the officials now are talking once again. Don't know what they're talking about. Parkview will inbound on the baseline. That's twice now we've had a officials conference. Green steals the inbound pass. Here she comes, and she'll put it off the glass, and it's good. Green with 10 points in the ball game now. It is a 31-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Minute 48 to go, first half. Lavelle up top. Gives it to Giles, and there's a push. That's going to be on Green. That'll be Green's second foul, second team foul of the quarter on the Lady Zizzers. So taking it out now will be Johnson on the side for Parkview. He gets it in to Harris. Harris, and the ball is knocked away. Scharnhorst comes away with it. And Zoe Shrub, up off the glass, it's good. Shrub now has 7 in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it by 33. And Parkview stepped over the line, throwing the ball in. So it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the baseline. Peterson, McWilliams, and Hafer coming into the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. And Green, Scharnhorst, and Wahome will get a breather for the Lady Zizzers. McWilliams will throw it in. Gets it to Shrub. McWilliams, left corner baseline is good for 3. That's a Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Lady Zizzers lead at 41-5 with a minute 12 to go in the first half. Lavelle driving down the lane, and she'll kick it out. With the basketball is Harris now up top. And she almost traveled. And loose basketball picked up by Harris inside, and Peterson's going to pick up the foul. Second foul on Peterson, third team foul on Lady Zizzers. And Giles will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. First free throw from Giles is no good. And coming in, Silva comes in for Parkview. Abston comes out. And Giles' second free throw is no good. And it's Zoe Shrub with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. She'll bring it up. Gives it up to McWilliams. 50 seconds to go here in the first half. Hafer with it now. Left side back to McWilliams on the right wing. McWilliams looking back to Hafer over here on the left side. Shot clock down to 15. Hafer with the basketball. Drives in, goes to Peterson underneath, and Peterson's going to go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Foul, I believe, is going to go against Silva. Silva picks up her first, fourth team foul on the Lady Vikings. Shaylee Peterson at the line shooting 2 for West Plains, hits the first one. So Peterson now with 4 points in the ball game. Second free throw for the junior is good. So Peterson now with 5 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead at 43-5, 29 seconds to go first half. Shot clock is off. And it's stolen by Colton. Ashley Colton tried to get it underneath to Hafer. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the baseline. 18 seconds to go in the first half. McWilliams will throw it in. And she'll get it to Hafer, back to McWilliams. She'll fire another 3 from the baseline. It's no good. Colton with the rebound and puts it in. Ashley Colton now with 4 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers with a 40-point lead, 5 seconds to go in the half. Down to 3-2-1, shot up, no good. At the half, it is the West Plains Lady Zizzers 45 and the Parkview Lady Vikings 5. All right, we'll take a break. We come back, we'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. In 3 minutes, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services typically covered by
insurance. I don't know why Turbo Clock doesn't exist until the 4th.
It usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change to insurance plans, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the 6th generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Group Chevrolet in West Plains.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false, real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false, homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring.
True.
True or false, bamboo's a good choice for flooring.
True.
False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar High School, 32nd Annual Gary Keeling Lady Liberator Memorial Basketball Tournament. Semifinal round, and the West Plains Lady Scissors lead the Parkview Lady Vikings from Springfield 45-5 here at the half. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. And Lady Scissors outscored Parkview 26-0 in the second quarter. That's right, Parkview didn't score any points in the second quarter. Lady Scissors scored 26, and they lead it 45-5. So unless a miracle happens, it'll be the West Plains Lady Scissors taking on the Rogersville Lady Wildcats tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, for the championship of the tournament here at Bolivar High School. So that would be 7 o'clock tomorrow night. As long as the Lady Scissors win, they will be playing Rogersville tomorrow night. For the Lady Scissors here, let's take a look and see. They have 4 3-pointers in the ballgame so far. Ainsley McWilliams leads the way with 19 points, 10 points for Jillian Green, 5 points for Shaylee Peterson, 7 points for Zoe Shrub, 4 points for Ashley Colton, and nobody in foul trouble. For Parkview, Lavelle and Giles, both with 2 points, and Keshila Harris has 1 point for Parkview. So it looks like we are headed for a turbo clock in the fourth quarter. As long as the lead is 30 points or more, turbo clock goes into effect, which means that the only time the clock will stop is on a timeout. So looks like this one may be an early ball game here tonight. Once again, 45-5, West Plains Lady Scissors leading the Parkview Lady Vikings. Okay, want to tell you that coming up Friday night, West Plains Scissor Boys will be hosting Parkview at the West Plains High School gym. Freshman game at 4:30, JV and varsity to follow. We'll have the varsity game for you on the radio. And it's also midwinter court warming. And they'll crown the midwinter queen at halftime of the varsity contest. So that's Friday night at West Plains High School gym. West Plains Scissor Boys hosting the Parkview Vikings. And that one should be a pretty good game there, as the Scissor Boys have now won 4 in a row. And for the first time, they are over 500 mark. The Scissor Boys have a record now, I believe, of 8-7. And I'll see if I can check that right quick. And the Scissor Boys are 8-7 on the season. All right, we'll take another break. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. And we come back, we'll have the third quarter. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills
Auto
in West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeld and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Direckman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their physicians, all former athletes, get it when it comes to sports injuries.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls. I played sports, my kids play sports, so I have a personal understanding of what sports injuries mean to athletes of all ages, and so do my partners. We'll provide customized, comprehensive treatment plans to get you back in your game.
For expertise in sports injury treatment, see Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3, Medical Plaza.
Hirschfeld and Farm Supply, we had it all for you.
Looking for power and performance? Head to Hirschfeld and Farm Supply in West Plains. Get the rugged Mahindra Roxer utility vehicle with incredible financing, 0% APR for 48 months, or take a $3,000 cash discount and split those winter logs with ease. Grab an Oregon 30-ton log splitter for just $14.99. Limited time offers at Hirschfeld and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirschfeld and Farm Supply, they're more than a farm store.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar, 32nd Annual Gary Keeling Lady Liberator Memorial Basketball Tournament. As we get ready to start the third quarter, Lady Zizzers lead the Parkview Lady Vikings 45-5. It'll be Parkview's ball to start the second half. And Lady Zizzers, if they go on to win this game, they will be playing Rogersville 7 o'clock tomorrow night in the championship of the tournament. All right, Giles in the lane, and she lost the ball. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Original five starters in for Lady Zizzers and for Parkview. McWilliams will bring it up the floor. Right side to Hafer. Hafer up top over to McWilliams. They'll go down to Green in the paint to Peterson. Hafer will fire a three. It's good. Lucy Hafer with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Her first points of the ball game, and it's a 43-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Lavelle on the right wing for Parkview. Picks up her dribble. That's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball as it went off the hands of Graves. So Lady Zizzers create a turnover up the floor to Green. Green driving the baseline off the glass, no good. And Hafer will run down loose ball. McWilliams with it. She'll go over to Hafer. Down the corner is Scharnhorst for three. It's no good. Hafer with the rebound. And Peterson picks up the loose basketball. Peterson with the basket. She's got seven in the ball game. 45-point lead for the Lady Scissors. Lavelle on the right wing. Up top, and it's stolen by Scharnhorst. She'll be all alone for the layup. It's good. Zoe Scharnhorst with her first points of the ball game. 6.5 to go third quarter. And the Lady Scissors are up 52-5. Lavelle and Parkview is going to call a timeout. 6:23 to go here in the third quarter. Lady Scissors lead at 52-5. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And back at Bolivar, Lady Scissors lead at 52-5 over Parkview. 6:23 to go in the third quarter. And this is the first year for Parkview Lady Viking coach Brian Loudis. And I tell you what, they haven't won a ball game so far. They're 0-12 on the season. However, they have no seniors on their ball club. So all these girls will be back next year, along with some more who will come up into the freshman class. So Coach Brian Loudis. And now we're having another conference. I have no idea why. They're sitting out here at the officials. Now they're laughing. And I guess they're finally going to inbound, let Parkview inbound the basketball. That's three conferences these officials have had. And they come away, they don't change anything or nothing like that, so I don't know why they're having so many conferences. Hafer with the basketball on the right wing, up top to McWilliams. McWilliams, Scharnhorst down the corner. They'll go Peterson on the block. Shot up, no good. Loose basketball. Green picks it up and puts it in. Jillian Green now with 12 points in the ball game. It's a 49-point Lady Scissor lead. Lavelle brings it up the floor. Comes to the left side. Almost carried the basketball. Now Lavelle in the lane. Going to pull up for the shot. No good. Scharnhorst with the rebound. She'll bring it up the floor for the Lady Scissors. Scharnhorst will kick it out to Hafer on the left wing. Hafer brings it up top now. They'll go to McWilliams down the right corner baseline for three. It's no good. Peterson with the rebound. Peterson, and that one's going to be blocked by Graves, and they're going to call a foul on Graves, I do believe. Nope, it's on Daly, and that's Daly's fourth foul in the ball game. First team foul, third quarter. Shaylee Peterson at the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Scissors. And she's got the first one. So Peterson now with 8 points in the ball game. And Daly will go to the bench with four fouls for Parkview. And she missed the second free throw. Hafer with the rebound. Peterson kicks it out. Hafer for three on the baseline. No good. Peterson with the rebound. Puts it back up. They're going to call a travel on Peterson. So turnover on Lady Scissors. Parkview will bring it up the floor. Lavelle will do the honors for the Lady Vikings. Across the timeline. Goes to the right side. Tries to get inside. Now Giles with the basketball. Shot goes up. Partially blocked by Green. Hafer with the basketball. Hafer brings it up for Lady Scissors. Peterson down the corner. It's McWilliams for three again. That one is an air ball. and Hafer on the floor, but Sharn Horse comes out of the pack with it. Peterson tries the three. It's no good. Green with the rebound and puts it back in. Jillian Green now with 14 points in the ball game. And now, Wahome, Colton, and Shrub will come in. Peterson, Sharnhorst, and Hafer. Nope, McWilliams will come out. Well, now it's going to be Peterson, Green, and McWilliams who will come out of the ball game. Lavelle brings it up the floor. 4:24 to go here in the third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead at 57-5. Lavelle on the left side, driving down the lane, and Hafer blocked the shot, but I'm sure they're going to call the foul on her. And it is. That's first foul on Lucy Hafer. First team foul here in the third quarter. Rachel Lavelle to the free throw line to shoot two. She's got 2 points in the ball game so far. Lavelle shooting two. That was high off the backboard and barely came down and off the rim. Second free throw for Lavelle coming up. And she missed it. Colton with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Ashley Colton brings it across the timeline. Gets it down to Hafer. Hafer up top to Sharnhorst, right side. Shrub's going to drive. Loses the basketball, hits the floor. And Parkview brings it up the floor. Parkview kicks it back out, and the shot is no good. Air ball by Harris. And here comes the Lady Zizzers, Sharnhorst with the basketball. She'll pull up the free throw line. Jumper is no good. Hafer misses. She gets the rebound, misses the shot. And Zoe Shrub gets the rebound and puts it in. Shrub now with 9 points in the ball game. 3.5 to go, third quarter, 59-5. We'll have the turbo clock in the fourth quarter. Lavelle drives the baseline, missed the shot. Colton with the rebound. Colton, and now gives it up to Sharnhorst. Colton is limping, and that is going to go out of bounds. And Wahome gets pushed down by Harris, and no foul call. Ashley Colton's going to come out. And I think something happened. Might have got a knee into her knee. She's over there trying to work it out on the side. So Lavelle will bring it up with 3 minutes to go, third quarter, 54-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Lavelle. It's knocked out of bounds by Shrub. It'll be Parkview ball on the side. And Abston will check in now. And Harris will check out. McWilliams comes in, and Hafer goes out for the Lady Zizzers. And it will be Cannon to throw it in. Giles has it, and that's going to be Parkview ball on the baseline underneath the basket. Zoe Sharnhorst knocked it out. So Cannon will throw it in again. And that hits Sharnhorst, and it goes out of bounds again. So now back into the ball game is Harris, and Giles will sit down for Parkview, and Cannon will try it again here to get the ball in back, and she threw it right to Green. Green going the other way, and Green's going to shoot the layup. It's good. And Jillian Green now with 16 in the ball game. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Lavelle brings it up across the timeline, up the top of the key. Trying to get down the lane, puts a shot up, no good. And it is rebounded underneath, and a score. That's Harris with the basket. That's her third point of the ball game. Zoe Sharnhorst on the other end with the basket. She got behind the defense. Sharnhorst has four. 2:14 to go here, third quarter. Lavelle, across the timeline for Parkview, trying to come down the lane again. Kicks it out, And that shot is good. And Silva hits the long two-pointer. And back up and in, it's Julian Green. Green now with 18 in the ball game. 65-9, Lady Zizzers lead the Parkview Lady Vikings. Lady Vikings have almost scored as many points here in the third quarter as they did in the whole first half. Harris with the basketball, puts it up, and it goes in. And Harris now with 5 points, and Parkview's in double figures with 11 for the ball game. McWilliams will fire a three, top of the key, no good. Rebound comes down to Lavelle, and Scharnhorst steals it. Shrub picks it up. Here comes Shrub up the floor for the Lady Zizzers. Scharnhorst on the right wing, Green down the baseline. All the way over, McWilliams will fire a three. It's good. Ainsley McWilliams with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. She's got 22 in the ball game. 53 seconds to go in the third quarter, 68-11. Lady Zizzers with the lead. And Lavelle, she lost the basketball but gets it back. And now it's Ainsley McWilliams on the steal. She's taking it the other way. McWilliams is going to have a foul. McWilliams will shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. And Cannon picks up the foul, her first. Second team foul here in the third quarter. Ainsley McWilliams to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Ashley Colton is getting ready to check back in the ball game. McWilliams hits the free throw. So Green will come to the bench for a breather. Ashley Colton back in. Looks like the knee's going to be okay. McWilliams' second free throw is good. And McWilliams now has 24 in the ball game. She leads all scorers. Lavelle with it across the timeline. 30 seconds to go here. Up top, that's Harris. Harris kicks it out to Silva. Now they go inside. Wahome with the block shot on Harris. And up the floor, it's going to be Zoe Shrub for the easy layup. And Zoe Shrub now has 11 points in the ball game. 7 seconds to go, third quarter. Down to 4 seconds. Lavelle with it, picks up a dribble. Now that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead it 72-11. We will come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth
Corey. Well, this game's going to get over pretty early.
Southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Corey today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Corey. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar High School, 32nd annual Gary Keeling Lady Liberator Memorial Basketball Tournament. West Plains Lady Zizzers lead the Springfield Parkview Lady Vikings 72-11 as we start the fourth quarter. And it will be Lady Zizzer basketball, I do believe, to start the fourth quarter. And we'll have a turbo clock in effect. The only time it will stop is for timeouts. McWilliams gives it up to Hafer on the right wing. McWilliams up top now. Back to Hafer on the right side. They go inside to Wahome, and it's stolen by Parkview. Lavelle with the basketball. gives it inside, shot up, and Green blocked that one clean, but they're going to call the foul on Green. That'll be her third. But, folks, I can tell you, that happened about 20 feet in front of me, and that was a very clean, if anything, should have been a jump ball. But it'll be Harris to the free throw line to shoot two for Parkview. Missed the first one. And officials saying something to the players. Parkview players laughing there in the free throw lane. Shot is no good. Giles gets the rebound for Parkview. And she'll give it up. And two-pointer for Daly. Daly scores her first points of the ball game. McWilliams with the basketball. Hafer on the right wing. Back up top, McWilliams. Green on the left side pulls up for the baseline jumper. It's good. Jillian Green now with 20 points in the ball game. Lavelle will bring it up. 74-13. Lady Zizzers with the lead. 6:20 to go in the ball game. Lavelle left side gets it to Giles free throw line. Giles coming down the lane, shot up no good. Hafer with the rebound, and that's a blocking foul on Harris. That'll be her first team foul on the fourth quarter. Now we have what? They just called that an offensive foul on Lucy Hafer. Have no idea what that was all about. Should have been a blocking foul on Harris. That's what he called to start with, and then they changed it to a offensive foul. Green with the rebound. Green up the floor. McWilliams with it, and she gets hit hard by Harris. And McWilliams will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So now, McWilliams will shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. She misses the first one. The freshman has 24 points to lead the Lady Zizzers here this afternoon. Jillian Green has 20, and Zoe Shrub has 11, and McWilliams hits the second free throw, so she's got 25. Three Lady Zizzers in double figures. 4:55 and counting to go here in the ball game. And it's going to be Harris with the basketball. And Wahome with the rebound. And up the floor is McWilliams. Goes inside to Peterson. Peterson now in double figures. She's got 10. And it is a 64-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. 4.5 to go here in the ball game. Lavelle up top. Lavelle to Harris. She'll drive underneath. Green blocked the shot, and they call a foul on Green. That is four fouls on Green, third team foul here on the Lady Zizzers. And Harris goes to the free throw line to shoot two for Parkview. And she makes the first one. She's now got 6 points in the ball game to lead the Lady Vikings. McWilliams, Green, and Hafer come out. Scharnhorst, Colton, and Shrub are in the ball game for the Lady Zizzers, along with Peterson and Wahome. And second free throw is no good. Wait a minute. Now they're going to say lane violation on Peterson. So Harris will shoot again. Clock running at 3:20 and counting to go in the ball game. Second free throw for Harris. Actually, third free throw. So you missed that one pretty bad. Didn't even hit the rim. And Lady Zizzers will get the basketball. Wahome will throw it in to Scharnhorst. She'll bring the ball up the floor. Scharnhorst gives it up to Colton. Ashley Colton kicks it out. Shrub will fire a three on the baseline corner. It's no good. Rebound by Silva for Parkview. Here comes Harris. And Harris traveled with the basketball. So it's Abson checking in for Parkview. 2.5 and counting to go here in the ball game. Shrub goes to the other side, and the three is no good. And the rebound comes down to Daly. Daly gives it to Lavelle. Lavelle will bring it up the floor for Parkview. Lady Zizzers with a 63-point lead on the right side. That would be Daly. And Daly kicks it out. Lavelle will put the shot up from the wing. No good. Gets her own rebound. And it's going to be blocked by Wahomie and saved by Scharnhorst. Scharnhorst bringing the ball up the floor, weaving through traffic, gets it to Shrub, who has the short jumper. Shrub now with 13 in the ball game. Lady Zizzers have 79 points in this one. Minute 48 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers will be playing Rogersville tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, for the championship of the Bolivar Tournament. And Harris, and finally a foul is going to be called, as Harris missed the shot, and then she just started slapping away at Wahomie, who had the basketball. And Daly picks up her fifth foul of the ball game. She will foul out with 2 points. And coming in is going to be Silva for Parkview. Minute 10 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up 79-14. Shrub on the right side. Now she goes into Wahomie. Shot is no good. Here comes Lavelle the other way. Lavelle kicks it up top. That's Silva. Abston and Giles with it now on the right side. And we've got a jump ball as Colton ties up Giles. And it will go to Parkview with 42 seconds and counting. Clock running here, turbo clock. The Lady Zizzers will play Rogersville 7 o'clock tomorrow night for the championship of the Bolivar Tournament. Giles with the basketball, and she missed the shot. Lavelle runs down. Loose basketball. Harris, she traveled with the basketball. Lady Zizzers will get it with 18 seconds and counting. Down to 14 seconds now. Scharnhorst will bring it up the floor. Colton goes inside to Wahomie. Missed the shot. And the rebound comes down to Parkview. 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. And Scharnhorst knocks it out. And that's your ball game. Lady Zizzers win it 79-14 over Parkview. We'll take a break. And we'll come back in just a couple of minutes. And we'll have your... Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic postgame show. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks.
With a team 2 minutes.
Of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
FDIC.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar High School, 32nd Annual Gary Keeling Lady Liberator Memorial Basketball Tournament. West Plains Lady Zizzers have just defeated the Parkview Lady Vikings by the score of 79-14 for the Lady Zizzers. Led by Ainsley McWilliams with 25 points. Jillian Green had 20. 13 for Zoe Shrub and 10 points for Shaylee Peterson. 4 points for Zoe Scharnhorst, 4 points for Ashley Colton, and 3 points for Lucy Hafer. For Parkview, 6 points for Harris, and 2 points apiece for Daly, Silva, Lavelle, and Giles. Well, the Lady Zizzers led it 19-5 at the end of one. They led 45-5 at the half. They led 72-11 at the end of three. And the final score is 79-14. Parkview goes to 0-13 on the season. Lady Zizzers pick up their 10th win of the season against six losses. Lady Zizzers will now play Rogersville tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, for the tournament championship. All right, in 30 seconds, we'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic player of the game. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar. Lady Zizzers won it 79-14 over the Parkview Lady Vikings. And your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic player of the game is going to be Ainsley McWilliams and Jillian Green, the two freshmen. McWilliams had 25, Green had 20. They had 45 of the Lady Zizzers, 79 points in the win here tonight. Lady Zizzers go to 10-6. They'll play Rogersville 7 o'clock tomorrow night for the championship of the Bolivar Tournament here at Bolivar High School. All right. Hope you enjoyed Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone in West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains,
yeah,
Ozarks
probably.
Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harper Farming.
Sounds good.
Plains,
I will.
Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating.
All right. Have a good drive. I'll see you tomorrow.
Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest